Welcome to my Best Life Now podcast, where we provide simple tips to live your life on purpose by gaining clarity, building your confidence, and using your personal power. I am your host, certified coach, speaker, and trainer, Julieta Piox. Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today is a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. I know the weather has been really nice, but at the time of this recording, we're supposed to get some more snow and or rain, sleet, whatever that is. But at least our temperatures will not go below freezing. And here in Minnesota, this time of year, that is very important. That means that even if we get snow, it's not going to stay for too long. So that's what I'm talking about today, and that's what I'm excited about today, if you can believe that. Well, I am also excited about the episode for today, and because we are almost at the end of the month, and we are continuing to celebrate women everywhere. And this episode is very special to me because I get to speak about celebrating women with my daughter, who I am very proud of for taking her goals in life and in her career in her own hands. And also for following her heart and pursuing the life that she wants to live. Itzel is an associate buyer with Target. She is my oldest of two. She is full of energy and takes advantage of what life offers her and staying true to her roots. She is known by her family and friends for her inquisitive spirit and her positive outlook in life. As you will be able to hear, she's spontaneous but very grounded in her beliefs and in the way that she carries herself. You will also see the mother in me come out every once in a while as we have this conversation about life, her career, and her future. I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I have in speaking with her. And for those young women out there who are young professionals, or maybe you are starting to plan out what you want your life to look like, take heart in these simple and practical but powerful tips that you will hear today. Okay. Come join me and my daughter, Itzel Piox Rodriguez, as we continue celebrating Women's History Month. Hi, Itzel. Welcome to my podcast. I am so happy that you're here. Thank you for saying yes to being part of this celebration this whole month of celebrating Women's Month. I am excited to hear about what you have to say because of your age, because of your experience, because of what you're doing, and just It's really good to hear the experiences and the perspectives and the learnings and the lessons from women from different age groups, and especially women working in different areas. How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you for having me, girl.
For those of you who know me and know that Itzel is my daughter, and so this interview I think is going to be very fun. Sometimes I'm called girl and sometimes I'm called mom. Or no, mommy. So we'll see how this goes. So it said, to get us started, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are? Tell us maybe what you like to do for fun. Who is Itzel Piox Rodriguez? I know that you have pets. Just allow us to get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, so my name is Itzel Piox Rodriguez. The Rodriguez is newly added. I got married almost 6 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a dog. His name is Nova. He's a German Shepherd mix. We think he's mixed with a Great Dane, but the shelter didn't know. So we just assumed because he's so large and abnormally shaped. That's what we think. We just moved to Hudson. Me and my husband just bought our first house.
Congratulations for that too.
Woo! Thanks. And we used to live in North Loop, Minneapolis, which I loved living there. I'm a huge city girl. So moving to the suburbs was it's a little bit of a culture shock, but it's a good culture shock because I really love our house and we both really wanted a house and needed a house. I work at Target as an associate buyer in the kitchen department, which is really fun. I really like working for Target. I like working in kitchen because I like to work with things that I would actually use on a daily basis, because I think I would not love to like work in like sporting goods or the home improvement stuff, like, because I don't do that. And then what I like to do for fun, me and my husband love going to the movies. We like to go eat. I like to read. I'm in a book club with some of my friends. I like to go on walks. I like to go shopping. Shopping's like my favorite thing. Buying things is one of my favorite things to do, my favorite hobbies.
Yes, I can attest to that.
That's kind of a little bit about me.
What about like talking to your mom and like spending time with mom, hanging out with mom and all that?
Oh, yeah. I love being with my family. I love my mother so much. I love to be with all of us, my friends, my family, the whole group of us. It's super fun.
Well, thank you for sharing a little bit. Now it's really nice when I listen to podcasts and I listen to either if it's a new speaker or a new guest or someone that I may already know a little bit. It's really nice when I get to know them firsthand and I get to know a little bit about them. What is their dog's name and what they like to do for fun? And so thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, so it said, I've been asking the women to, in order for us to celebrate Women's History Month, I have been asking the women, please tell me what success means to you. And I've been really excited to hear it, to learn more than anything, to learn about the different definitions of success. And so I'd like to know what success means to you. I know that you're a very young professional, just starting out your career. And I would really like to know, what do you define as success in your life right now?
To me, I feel like I've seen success in different ways. And, but I think for myself, like how I would describe it would be just like living comfortably, living happily, making like it's obviously you feel successful when you have a lot of money and like you can buy whatever you want. But like, I feel like successful when I would like to have my money and I like to like be living comfortably, but also just like being like content and at like peace, like where I'm at in life, just being happy with like what I have and how I have it, as long as I'm not like struggling or I'm like, oh, I hate my job, like I hate everything that I do. As long as I don't feel like that, I feel like I am successful at that certain point in my life.
And yes, because you are, I'm assuming if I remember correctly, when I was your age, success meant something different to me almost every month, because we're still trying to figure out life. We're trying to figure out our job. We're trying to figure out our career. And then you're experiencing new things in your job, experiencing new adventures and meeting new people and things like that. And so I kind of remember, it's vague, but I remember how that used to be. Okay, Sel, well, that gives me a better perspective of what you define as success, and also helps us and my audience also to see the differences in which success is different for the different women that we're celebrating this month. So thank you for sharing that with us. Tell me a little bit about any greatest accomplishments that you've had so far, either in your career or in your life, the job that you're at right now, anything that you can consider for yourself, wow, this is something big that I've accomplished so far.
Yeah, I think I've been very like fortunate and blessed, because I feel like I've had a lot of, not like, I don't, they're kind of big, but like, I feel like I've had a lot of accomplishments that I've been very proud of doing. And like you said, I'm not like, I'm very early in my professional career, so I don't feel like I have a like huge work accomplishments yet. Like, not like just something like major, because I don't know. If I've reached that point in my career yet, because I'm just, you know, getting started. I think that career-wise, though, I was very, very happy when I got to work at Target, because I've always wanted to work at like a big company. I think I just like the whole name recognition of it all. Like, it's Target. Like, everybody goes to Target. Everybody loves Target. And so
everybody,
I think,
goes
like,
to Target runs, right?
Yeah. Guilty.
Yes, same here.
Mental health Target trips are a real thing, and they have be done at least once a month. But I feel like that was one of like a big accomplishment for me, because it's like, oh my God, like you get to work at a big company like that. Like, that's like super exciting. I think my other like life accomplishments were, my most recent one was me and my husband buying our first home. That's like a huge accomplishment.
It is a big, huge accomplishment. Yes.
Especially absolutely. In the market right now, the market's like, the interest rates are super high, yes. But we're just going to skip that, because we got our house and we love it.
Yeah. Let's get to the good part, right?
Yeah. And also like getting married was a huge accomplishment, graduating college, all those things. Like, I feel like I've had a lot of like small accomplishments throughout. Well, they're not small. They're pretty big in like my life.
I obviously talk to a lot of women who are very seasoned in their career, and women who have gone through different things in their career, and obviously their accomplishments will be different. But I would say that for your age, and I know we haven't said your age yet, you can tell your age if you want, but obviously I know your age because I'm your mom. But for your age and the things that you've accomplished so far, you know, you were talking about just graduating from college is a huge accomplishment. And many times we don't stop to celebrate that. But yes, just graduating from college alone in this day and age. And then after that, then getting married, another great milestone in your life and another great accomplishment. And then now very soon after getting married, buying a home. And so, yes, I would consider those big accomplishments. As I tell every woman that I've talked to so far in the podcast and when we're celebrating Women's Month and celebrating ourselves, is a lot of the times we think, oh, this is just something else that I needed to do or something else that happened. And yes, I'm happy for a day and that's it, and then we move on. But we don't necessarily stop to celebrate, you know, that promotion, celebrate that new project that you finished, celebrate the new responsibility that you've gotten at work or anything like that. And so it's important for us to not only acknowledge it, but also just celebrate the things that we are doing, and then celebrate other women who are actually doing same things and or who are getting promotions, buying homes, who are maybe getting into new businesses. Maybe they just got their first leadership position. All of those things, we need to stop and really acknowledge the importance that they have in our life. And so, and
smell the roses.
Stop and smell the roses. Yes, because we're always on the go, always running around, always going from the one thing to the next. So, Itzel, I know that you just started. I don't know what would you say, 3 years ago, maybe that you started working that you started working at your professional job.
Yeah, 3 or 4, because I think 3 or 4, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. And so throughout your life, because we are celebrating women, who would you say are the women who have inspired you and or who have impacted your life the most?
I think, like, honestly, you, like, my mom inspired out of, like, everybody, like, the most, kind of showed me what direction I want my life to go in, like, where I want to be and what I want to, like, accomplish. I feel like you put me on that path, and then I just kept going and going, and I'm still going.
And you're still going, yes.
Yeah. But I feel like that was that's what, like, really pushed me, was just seeing how you were in, like, professional life and your, like, life, like, just being a mom, but also, like, going to work and, like, getting stuff, like, you know, everything that you do, the 9,000 things that you do.
It's only 8,000, it's not 9,000.
Okay. But I feel like that you pushed me a lot to, like, really be, like, just a professional career. That's, like, one of my biggest things. And then also you taught me a lot about, actually, I think you indirectly taught me this, because you always have so many things going on. I'm like, I need to chill. Like, I don't want to be stressed out. Like, I just want to do fun. Like, we always argue about how you read the self-help books and I read the fun books.
Yes.
Because I just wanted it's an ongoing battle that we have, that you want to just learn and I just want to have fun sometimes and read my fun books.
And you know what? That's totally fine, because there'll come a time in your life when you're actually going to want to read a self-help book or whatever. So yeah.
Maybe once I hit 30, I'll start reading self-help books, but...
Yeah, my advice to you is you have to enjoy your life to the fullest for as long as you can. And it doesn't mean that when you turn 30, you have to start reading self-help books. It's whenever, if you want to continue having fun throughout your life and you are feeling, you know, successful and you are happy, this is the most important thing, then so be it. That's exactly what it is, you know? And so I know that we always argue about, I always tell you, you should be reading this book and this book again. And you always tell me, Mom, but that's so boring. And it might be boring to you because you don't have that need for that right at this moment. There'll come a time when you know, you'll come to that as well. And talking about books, I know you have a collection of books. Can you share what that collection is about?
Yeah, they're mostly romance or mystery thriller, like a good whodunit. I love those books. I'm rereading this book that I just finished a show on. They made it, I, like, read it last year and they, like, put a show out. And so it, like, made me want to read it again. So I'm rereading that. I don't really stray from those types. In my book club, one of my friends is, like, really into sci-fi fantasy. Mm. And, like, I really love a good movie. about sci-fi stuff like that, but I don't know why I just cannot read it. It just, there's nothing. Maybe my brain isn't big enough to make that mental image of what it looks like in the book, but I'm like, I can't stick to those books. Like, it's kind of hard. But yeah, I like fun books. I like romance. I like mystery, like a good thriller when I'm not reading alone. Well, I'm not like home alone and it's dark out. I'll read a good thriller book.
Yeah, I can just see you. And then any little noise that you hear, you just go crazy.
Yeah, I'll freak out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and thank you for sharing that. I know that before this book collection that you are now creating, I know you also went and got a whole bunch of comics before getting into these kinds of books. And that's why I was asking about your collection of comics, because you also a fan of that.
Me and my husband, his name's Oscar, we really are into the Marvel, like DC universes, more so Marvel for me at least. And so we've seen every movie, we've like watched every show multiple times. And then over the pandemic, we got into like comic books. We were like, we need more things to occupy our time since we're literally inside. So we really got into comic books. We have a bunch of them. I have a large comic book and normal book collection. I haven't read a comic in a while because I've been like, I shifted my reading over to like fiction books now. But yeah, those are also fun. And I think, you know, I don't read sci-fi fantasy, but thankfully those have pictures, so I don't have to imagine anything.
You like to read books with pictures in them. I love that. Yeah. Well, and I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm glad that it's staying recorded in history in March 2023. And I'm going to tell you the trend that I see. And then when it happens, I'm going to recall you back to this episode. And I'm going to say, remember when, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. You started with a comic book collection, and now you turned into a different kind of book collection. Guess what's going to happen next to you?
I'm going to stop reading.
No, you're going to get into the self-help book.
You know what? Maybe. Maybe one day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that in a few years, whenever that happens, we'll recall this episode where your mother told you, you know, this is what I see happening in your future, in your near future.
Okay, maybe.
All right.
And then you can take me out to coffee so we can talk about we can make our own book club, our self-help book club.
There you go. I think that's a good plan. All right. So it said we're almost to the end. And I just want to ask, being a young woman, a young professional, what are some of the tips for the success that you have found so far that you would give to women your age right now? So we might have, we actually have women in my audience who are 23, 24, 25 years old, and they are beginning their careers and or looking to start their careers. What are some of the tips that you would give them in order for them to find success as they are looking to work in an organization, maybe even to find their own way and getting maybe their own business? What would be some of the tips for success that you would give them?
I think, I mean, I've done this, you know, myself with my life. I kind of just picture what I want my life to look like and do things that only contribute to that. Like, don't do things that you don't like to do, or that you don't see something coming out of it, especially just life-wise. Don't do stupid things. Just that's like the main thing. Don't do anything dumb. Just do things that can only benefit you and can only help you move to the next step and like move forward in life. I would say the same thing for professional career. I don't do things that aren't what I want to do in the future. So like whatever I do at work now, it's preparing me for the next job, the next role that I want to take or that I want to apply for, or I want to get promoted to. And just also make sure that you're not doing something just because you think you should do it. Like, do it because it's something that actually interests you, and that, because you don't want to, like, especially in your job, you don't want to get a job that's so boring and you hate every second of your life while working. You want to do something that actually gets you at least a little excited and can hold your interest for a while. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of truth to that, because many times we just go in, oh, I just got to get a job, and we just go get whatever job. And then we, you know, we are miserable through the job. We don't learn anything because we're miserable. We don't like the people. We we literally take a lot of time out of our life to go and do a job that we do not like, but for whatever reason, we have to get a job, period. And so I like what you said about get a job that is at least going to give you a little bit of experience in what you want to do in the future or the things that you're passionate about. There's nothing worse than waking up in the morning and hating having to get up to go to a job that you hate and not want to talk to people that are going to be, you're going to be around all day long. And so I like that you are, that you talked about doing, even if it is not that job of your dreams yet, obviously a lot of us need to begin, you know, from the bottom up and begin, you know, maybe one job you get to do one of the things that you like to do. Maybe it's not all of the things, but maybe one thing, and it's just, you can just help yourself grow from there. So yeah, I agree with that a lot.
Yeah. That's why I think too, it's like, that's why I feel like it's really just, you literally picture what you want out of life and just work towards it. Like, don't, like you said, like, you're not going to get your dream job right away. You're not going to apply for it and get it right away after, you know, one interview, one application. It's going to be, you have to work towards it and, you know, make sure that you're not doing things that wouldn't get you what you want. Always think about, this is what I'd say, this is for real. Be selfish, like literally be selfish. Like, you have to be selfish sometimes, not all the time, but like sometimes, just so that you can get where you want to be. Like, obviously don't be rude, don't be mean to people. That's another thing, be nice to people because if you're nice to people, they'll tell other people about you and they're going to want you to work for them or to use your business or for whatever. Always be nice, always be kind, always be thoughtful of other people too, but at the same time, be selfish so that you can get what you want.
Yeah. And being selfish, is that necessarily a bad thing? When you are, when we're using that for something that we want to do in our life, that's something that is going to benefit us, because at the end of the day, if you go to a place where you are, if you're working in a place where you are happy, you come back home and you are happy with what you did, guess what's going to happen to the people around you? They're going to get the best of you. But the reverse is also true. You know, if you just go do whatever job, you're going to come home and irritated, mad, and people are going to get that exact same thing from you. So yeah, being selfish in the area of my personal growth and growing into my business and into my career, then yes, absolutely.
And your life.
And your life, or too.
Make sure your life is, you're happy in life too.
Yes. And I get that a lot from what we were talking about earlier, where you're talking about having fun. If that is what you want to do right now, obviously in a responsible way, have fun. You know, go out there and have fun and hang out with your friends, do whatever it is that you like to do to have fun in order for you, because that also helps us grow. That helps you be happy. And when you are happy and doing the things that you love to do, you love your life, you love yourself, you love the people around you. And even when things are not working out the way that we want them to work out, because you're having these experiences, you can now think about it a little bit better. You have a better attitude toward that. And then your decision-making is a lot better when you are actually enjoying life.
Right. And just having, and just doing what you think you need to be doing. And
right. Itzel, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us today. And thank you for sharing a little bit about who you are and some tips on what you've done. Is there anything else that you want to share with us as we continue celebrating Women's History Month here for the month of March?
Just be nice to women. always be a girl's girl. Don't be a mean girl.
Oh, I like that. Always be a girl's girl and don't be a mean girl. I like that a lot. Okay. Well, again, Itzel, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will look forward to having you in a few years again on my podcast when you do have that collection of books for self-help books. How about that?
I got 5 years to go. I got 5 years. My time, my countdown starting.
Okay, at least. All right. Well, thank you again. And I hope to have you here on the podcast soon again. And thank you for your time.
You got it, girl.
It's always fun to spend time with Itzel in anything that we do. As a young married woman, I see myself in her when I was her age, striving for a better future, enjoying life in what she likes to do the most, and always looking for the next adventure, valuing time with friends and family, and on a more regular basis, her usual Target runs. Women everywhere at any age, you are valuable, you are unique, you are powerful, and you have much value to offer to the world. Stay in pursuit of your dreams and never, ever, ever give up, because this is the only way you win. Thank you for joining me this week. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss a single episode. I'd love it if you rate and review my podcast as well. If you like the content of this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your social media so other driven and powerful women will listen in. Make sure to tag me at Julieta Piox Coach. Until next time, go out there and live your best life.